Just rippin' and rollin'.
What a truck, what a truck.
18 wheels in motion.
What a truck, what a truck.
Up and down these highways.
What a truck, what a truck.
Just cruising in my lane.
What a truck, what a truck. What a truck is a trucker's podcast that provides industry news. We do from distribution to transportation, administration to regulations. Roll with us, get your weekly dose of fun. Laugh with us while you get the job done. Hit your horn every time you get a load, but be safe and keep your eyes on the road.
Just ripping and rolling.
What a truck, what a truck.
18 wheels in motion.
What a truck, what a truck.
Up and down these highways.
What a truck, what a truck.
Just cruising in my lane.
What a truck, what a truck.
What the Truck Podcast.
Hi, y'all. It's Kay Shaw, fellow trucker and host to the newest, the freshest, the hottest trucking podcast. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba. What the Truck? It's the Truckers Podcast. We're revving and rolling. Each week, we'll talk all things trucking. We'll bring informative news, transportation, warehousing, distribution, DOT and all its regulations, FMCSA, supply chains, logistics, and so much more, all while rolling with a truckload of fun. So join us down the road and roll with us while we deliver the weekly goods. And remember, everything you touch, a trucker brought it to you. Hello, hello again, and welcome back, my friends. How you feeling out there, my brothers? How are you doing, my beautiful sisters? How was your weekend? Did you see anything crazy out there? What did you experience? Anything that you can share with me? Hit me up. You know it's not officially the summer mode yet. We're not in summer. But although, I got to tell you, the weather here would have to say otherwise, because it's been hot up in here. Well, I guess it is June after all. So what's the weather like where you guys are? You know, it was a short work week. What, 4-day work week? But it seemed more like it was a 10-day work week crammed into 4 days. It was rough for me, guys. I had such a rough week. You know, I was like, what the truck? I got kind of beat up a little bit. So when Friday came around, I was fit to be tired. I thought that I was going to have a nice little Friday night nightcap cocktail. I think my dog Cookie might have had that drink herself. Did you find folks get any home time like you were promised? Did you get home? And if you did, what'd you do? Did you tackle your honey-do list? Or did you just say, forget about it? I want to hear from you. Email me at rollinwithoutheg@whatthetruck.com. Facebook me at What the Truck, or Instagram us, whatthetruck_podcast. You can also send me a text or voicemail, 323-448-9652. So guys, you know, I wanted just to have a quick little tale to tell you. I was reading through this article I find, Find It Parts, some cute little stories. And I thought about this, and I thought about us drivers, you know, because, you know, sometimes you'll nap and you'll think, oh my God, did I miss something? Or go to sleep. I know that's happened to me before, but I saw this and I thought about us. I'm going to read it to you and I want to hear from you. It's a tale of a driver taking a short power nap. Because I know I've done that many of times. Tired from driving for a couple of days, this trucker pulled into the on-ramp on I-70 in Kansas to take a short power nap about an hour before sunset. He got into the sleeper, leaving the curtain slightly open. He woke up just when the sun was on the horizon and panicked, thinking he slept all night. And what he was seeing was sunrise. Knowing he was late, he got into the driver's seat, barefooted, and began hauling. He hauled. After a few miles of driving, he realized that he was heading westbound into a setting sun, and he had only had a short nap, as intended, and not an all-night sleep. Oh, hook me up, guys. I know that's probably happened to you before. Isn't that funny? I know we've done that before many, many of times, you know, and thought that we've, you know, woken up and we've missed something. So tell me what you think. If that's happened to you, I want to hear from you. But guys, we've got a great, great show lined up for us this week. We're going to have a lot of fun today. We are going to switch gears here. We have a fun show lined up where we're going to talk about, you know, one of the things that is just really being talked about because it's something that, you know, it's going to be a problem for many years to come. We don't really know the solutions yet. I don't think anyone have really good solutions, but we're going to talk about it. It's the driver shortage. We need more drivers. And then we're going to ask, what are the solutions? Because it's not going to get any better, guys. Okay. We're going to talk about that. We're going to tackle that. And we're going to hit up our mud flap of the week. We're going to talk about some silly, crazy mud flap of the week stories. So we'll want to get into that. And we're also going to get trucked up on some trucker jokes, of course, because that is fun. That's what we do. So be sure to send me in some of yours so that I can read them in the show. And then also, guys, I'm going to have a nice little announcement. What the truck? Seems we've gone country. We got a great contest coming up. So we're going to want to talk about that. Of course, we're going to play our weekly Wheels of Trucking game. As always, I want to see how well you guys still know your pre-tripping. And of course, then we're going to do our special, special segment where we're going to salute a trucker. So we're going to talk about that because that's very near and dear to my heart. And then, of course, we're going to end with our weekly Trucker's Prayer. So I'll want to hear from you guys because I want you guys to send in me some good prayers that I can also read in the show. So definitely hit me up on my email, roland@whatthetruck.com. Or you can hit us up on our Facebook at What the Truck. And of course, Instagram, whatthetruck_podcast. And definitely go to our Facebook at whatthetruck.com. Also, you can send us a text at 323-448-9652. Oh, also, guys, I got to give a shout out to Mr. Sporty Jit himself for creating my catchy, fine jingle, What the Truck. One of my girlfriends said, my gosh, I can't get that out of my head. So thank you, Sporty Chit. All right, let's do some housekeeping. Knock, knock, knock. Housekeeping. We got a sponsor ad here. This sponsored message has been brought to you by Keller Auto Parts, where years of experience has been the backbone to their business. They're family-owned and operated since 1978. They have two locations to serve the Crawford, Morrow, and Richland counties. They are the Napa Know-How. All right, let's keep it rolling, keep it rolling. Let's get on topic. Let's rev and roll here, guys. And we're going to talk about, you know, the one thing that is fueling America. Seems like in every trucker's news article I hear, you know, being talked about. And that's the truck driver shortage. Okay, so it's no secret that this country and perhaps the country to the north of us is experiencing a driver shortage. I mean, everyone knows that. It's widely known. And that consumers will continually have to pay more for goods as this country keeps losing to the war of a driver shortage. Oh, and let's not forget, we just went through a global pandemic that hasn't happened in, a century. So, remember, people decided, during that whole COVID thing, that they forgot what we call, and I'm using air quotes, working, like go to work. Some people think, well, who needs that? What is that? Yeah, go to work, okay? That working thing is so overrated. I think that's why people aren't working on the docks, on the warehouses. Truckers, we need them. Meanwhile, I know myself and thousands of other drivers kept on trucking during the pandemic times. We kept it grinding. I know I did. Every single day. So here we are, June of 2023, and this country is still facing driver shortage for more professional truck drivers. I mean, there's a shortage everywhere, but yeah, we're still in need of some drivers. So my question to you fine folks, where in God's green earth are we going to find more professional truck drivers? Because, in the next 5-10 years and beyond, they're saying it's going to be dire. Yeah, it's going to be dire, guys. Let's rev and roll on this topic. I want to hear from you. Email me at roland@whatthetruck.com. Facebook us at What The Truck. Hit us up on Instagram, whatthetruck_podcast. Go to our website at whatthetruck.com and text us, if you will, at 323-448-9652. So I found this article very interesting. It was the Business Insider. And this article was written back in 2014. Okay, so some 9 years ago. Back then, they estimated that the country, was in a driver shortage of 30,000. Okay, so 30,000 9 years ago. Okay, so now, fast forward 9 years later, can you guess the number that it has swelled to now? Okay, because it's not 30,000. I can guarantee you that. Try 239,000 truck drivers that were short in this industry. That's about a yearly increase of roughly 13%. I mean, think about that. Guys, in that article, they attributed one problem that was driving the fact that this is going to continue to be a problem. And they stated electronic logs and its mandates are making it very hard for, drivers to fudge numbers. And that's why we're not able to keep drivers. So friends, do you think that e-logs could be the driving force, no pun intended, as to why we have such a driver shortage? I mean, I know people were highly upset about going to e-logs, a couple years ago, but what do you think? Let me know. Chime in. Email us, roland@whatthetruck.com. Hit us up on our Facebook at What The Truck. Text us at 323-448-9652. Let me know what you think on that topic. All right, let's do some more housekeeping. Let's hear from another great sponsor, Galyon PC. We make it our goal to take care of all your computer repair needs, from custom PC builds, digital advertising displays, professional web design and web hosting. We've got you covered. We have over 30 years of experience and have the lowest prices around, guaranteed. Come check us out at galyonpc.com. We are the computer specialist. Okay, let's get back at it. Let's keep revving and rolling on this topic. So my question is, could there be some validity about the electronic logs? Because they're saying that does spill into the hours of service. There was this gentleman, Brad Delco, who is an analyst at Stevens. He said that to Business Insider that if there were not electronic logs, drivers could earn a great deal of more money. And that means they could, keep driving more miles if they didn't have to deal with the hours of service. I mean, unfortunately, I think that's not going anywhere, but I do find it very interesting because here the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, they conducted safety inspections on about 3 million drivers back in 2012. Okay, so that was about 11 years ago, right? So they found 950,000 drivers were in violations. And of course, of those 950,000 drivers, how many do you think were in violation due to hours of service? Let's just take a percentage-wise. Okay, so we'll 20? Maybe 30%? Nah. Try this. Almost 50%. So 450,000 drivers. I mean, almost half. They said basically more drivers are motivated by driving as many miles as they possibly can. Because, baby, it's all about CPMs, cents per miles. But having 450,000 drivers in violation because of hours of service, that's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. So do you think that could be one of the main reasons for the driver shortage? Chime in. Let me hear from you. Like I said before, if this problem persists, which, obviously it's going to continue to persist, we will continually, and consumers are going to continually have to pay more for goods. Do you think we're paying high prices now for eggs and bread and Clorox? Okay, we're going to be paying a lot more a couple years from now because, hey, you know what? This problem could affect the entire economy. You hear me? The entire economy. So I'm going to ask you, how do we fix this problem, or how do we even make a dent in with this issue? Because I don't think we'll ever get caught up with, having enough drivers. So what are the solutions? So, okay, in the article, they mentioned, I was reading this one here from Indeed, and they said, here are a couple things that could probably help with attracting more drivers. And one was increase wages. Well, the median income is $47,000. But money talks, baby. That number definitely needs to almost double. If you want to retain and grow your professional truck driver staff, you're going to have to increase that number. And two, improve working conditions. Drivers want more time home. Okay? Don't promise them out 10, back home by 3, or 3 days home. It really has to be what you say, okay? Because they do want more home time. And number three, encourage underrepresented people to apply to become professional truck drivers. Like, for instance, minorities. Okay, we could use more women. What about veterans? So encourage more of people in those demographics, because they said, more truck drivers out there are compelled of more Caucasian males. That's definitely true. So let's get more diversified, okay? Invest, and here's the fourth thing that they mentioned, invest in autonomous trucks. Yeah, which provides scalable solutions. Level two of autonomous trucks includes a driver is still in control on board. Level four and five means no human supervision. Okay, so I guess that's how you're going to be able to have more truckers. I think we also have problems with people. One that I'm going to say that the reason why we can't get more drivers is because people probably do have problems in their motor vehicle profiles that prevent them from being able to be on with companies. Okay, then, you know, may have speeding tickets that companies will not take offense and take liking to. Okay, and perhaps, you know, maybe some of these companies could relax their criterias, maybe, you know. And another problem that I see, that I think, is background. People probably won't be able to pass background, you know. That is a problem. Not to mention drug tests. Okay, if you can't even get people to pass the drug test on the docks and the warehouses, I don't know if you're going to be able to get people to be able to pass, you know, trying to get a CDL job. And, you know, even physicals. Some people can't even pass physicals. So in summary, I mean, we're going to continue to hear about this, and we're going to continue to have problems for many years to come. So it's only going to get worse before it gets any better. So we'll have to stay on top of this issue because it's not going nowhere, no time soon. So keep those emails coming. I want to hear from you. Definitely email us, roland@whatthetruck.com. Send us your text messages at 323-448-9652. Hit us up on our Facebook. Let us know what you think about that topic because we want to hear from you. Okay, let's keep rolling forward. Let's hear from another great sponsor. AMS Oil, the first in synthetics. Pure synthetics lubricants are thoroughly tested and proved to reduce operating costs. AMS Oil synthetic lubricants holds up to high demands of any environment. Proudly made in the USA. For more information, call 800-797-4550. Okay, we're switching gears here. It's time for the Mud Flap of the Week. We like finding trucking mishap stories from all over. We'll post three of the best stories. We'll get you to vote on the three, and the one who garners the most votes will be crowned that week the Mud Flap of the Week. Because you don't want to be a Mud Flap of the Week.
You can tell I'm a country boy by the way I speak. But I sure don't want to be a Mud Flap of the Week. Been rolling, rolling, grinding. Truck always shining. Don't want to be no Mud Flap of the Week.
So the ones that we had up were, number one was a New York pedestrian witnessed a fender bender between a tractor trailer and a van. Okay, who do you think won on that note? The trailer hit the parked van while they were attempting to turn westward off 8th Street Avenue onto West 45th Street. Okay, I don't know if you guys, if anybody's driven up in New York, I'm sure you have. You know how tight it is up in there, right? Oh my gosh. I have not had the pleasure yet, but I am certain it is definitely so tight up in there. The second one was a collision of two trucks in Latvia on an 8A road. And this occurred in 2018, but the truck driver, people saw that there were pedestrians crossing. They braked very sharply. And behind was the driver, and they both ran into each other. But both drivers were alive, thank goodness. But that was absolutely pretty funny, so you can check that out. And the last one was a water tank that was jackknifed in the middle of the road. I don't even know how you can jackknife a water tank. That you probably had some problems there. That's about what I'm going to say on that. So definitely, guys, send us your mudflap of the week's stories and photos. Email them to us at Rollin, that's R-O-L-L-I-N, without the G, on purpose, at whatthetruck.com. Definitely, you can text us at 323-448-9652. But we want to hear from you. We want to keep those funny mudflap of the week stories coming. Okay, it's time, y'all. It is time to get trucked up. Okay, so we're going to get trucked up on some trucker jokes. You know, being a truck driver now for 6 years, I really haven't had all the history behind all the funny stuff in trucking. So I am loving these trucking jokes. So definitely email me some of yours, okay? Because I want to hear from you. Rollin at whatthetruck.com. I'm going to just read a couple. This came from email guy, ERT2@gmail.com. So he sent this one in. He says, my teacher says I'd never get a job staring out of a window. Guess I showed her. Okay, here's another one. This one came from email. Okay, it's 2 to 2. That's silly email, but 2 to 2@hotmail.com. Okay, so this one emailed and says, why did the truck driver finally stop farting? He ran out of gas. He ran out of gas. I guess I should have known that one. Okay, here's some of mine. What is the truck driver's favorite part of the movies? The trailers. Okay, here's another one. What was the grain trucker's favorite band? Hall & Oates. Okay, here's another one. What was the trucker's excuse when he was late with a shipment of computers? It was a hard drive. That's kind of silly. Okay, here's one more. What does a Schneider truck and an orange barrel have in common? They both have a dirt bag in them. Okay, guys. So send me your funny trucker jokes because I want to hear some from you. Email me, Rollin at whatthetruck.com, or you can text them to us at 323-448-9652. I love those jokes, so keep some coming. Keep them coming. So, hey guys, I want to give you a fun announcement and let you know that What the Truck is going country. We have been invited to Freedom Fest Ohio 2023. Join us on Saturday, June 24th at Freedom Fest Ohio in Mount Gilead. We're going to do a contest giveaway. We are giving away one ticket each week leading up to Saturday, June 24th. To the Freedom Fest. You can win general admission for Saturday's June 24th Freedom Fest in Mount Gilead, Ohio. Here's how you can enter to win. So you're going to answer the question via text 323-448-9652. In the first episode of What the Truck, Truck Parking Shortage, Kay Shaw said her father visited what country after he retired? So the first to text us that country will win that first ticket to the Freedom Fest in Mount Gilead, Ohio. So simply text us your answer on the hotline, 323-448-9652. Good luck. All right, friends. It's time for Wheels of Trucking.
Wheels of Trucking.
Hey, let's see how you remember your pre-tripping. Last week's Wheel of Trucking was an easy one. So we knew it was tread. So this week's, we're going to see if you can kind of remember that. Okay, this week's, the tire-related one must check, and this was two words, blank and blank, to make sure they are properly secured. That's valve caps. Valve caps, yep, they have to make sure they are properly secured. So this week's, let's see who got that right. Email us. But this week's, it's, I'll give you, it's a two-letter word, and it's located within the wheel hub. So blank blank is located within the wheel hub, which connects to the wheel axle. Blank blank is located within the wheel hub, which connects the wheel to the axle. Okay, so let's see who emails or texts us first that knows that, and you will get the prize pack of the week. $25 gift card this week. So this should be an easy one. It's a lot of wheels in there, guys. A lot of wheels. I'm just saying. Just saying. Email me your answer. It's rolling at whatthetruck.com or text us at 323-448-9652 and get the prize from the prize tank. All right. We are revving and rolling right along. Let's hear from another great sponsor. This one is Ag One. Ag One is a one-stop, data-driven, educational and buying platform for the developing regenerative agriculture marketplace serving farmers, produce manufacturers, consultants, ag retailers, food, fiber, and feed buyers. Our machine learning software merges unmatched comprehensive soil health analytics with actionable solutions and proven products, creating a marketplace for transactions to occur and the roadmap for capturing increased market share for farmers' crop. These proven systems create healthy soil to grow healthy foods to give us all a healthy community and environment. Ag One. Hey, I want to give a big shout out to my producer, the one, the only, Justin Spaceman Pope at Spaceman Recording Studios in Worthington, Ohio. So if you need any type of audio recordings done, check out my man at Spaceman Recording Studios, Worthington, Ohio, Justin Spaceman Pope. Okay, we have come to the wonderful time where we are going to salute a trucker. Last week, we saluted, of course, Pancake. Now, this week, I got a really great story from, let's see, this email is PSCal2. And they are saluting, it's a great touching story. His name is Manny. It just says Manny E. So I'm going to read this to you. And this is just absolutely a touching tribute. I love it. Manny E was a dedicated driver and provider for his family. He trucked for 18 years coming to America to provide a better way of life for his family. He was an honorable man until his last breath. He will surely be missed. Thank you. Email pscal2@yahoo. Thank you so much for that beautiful salute to your loved one. This is what it's all about, hearing great salutes like that. Send me your salutes, guys. You know, I've only been in trucking for 6 years, but I'm a daughter of a trucker, and just hearing stories like that just makes it even more heart-touching. So definitely email me, because I want to hear more of your stories of who you're saluting and why. Roland@whatthetruck.com. Facebook is also at whatthetruck. And Instagram us at whatthetruck_podcast. You also can go to our website, whatthetruck.com. Text us at 323-448-9652. Okay, guys. It's time. It's been real fun, and we've been rolling with you guys. And I thank you for coming in here and rolling with me. You know, so don't be a stranger. Come and find me, because we're going to rev and roll each and every week. You know, I like to end with a beautiful trucker's prayer, and I want you to send in yours too so that I can read them, because, you know, I want to hear more about your trucker's prayers. But here's mine this week, and it reads like this. Dear God above, bless this truck I drive and help me keep someone alive. Be my mortal sight this day on streets where little children play. Bless my helper fast asleep when the night is long and deep, and keep my cargo safe and sound through the hours big and round. Make my judgment sound as steel and be my hands upon the wheel. Bless the traveler going past and teach him not to go so fast. Give me the strength for every trip so I may care for what they ship. And make me mindful every mile that life is just a little while. Amen, brother and sister. Thank you. Thank you again for rolling with me. I have enjoyed myself. I enjoy you each and every week. Definitely come find me and let's rev and roll again. So peace out, my brothers and sisters. Stay safe until next time.
Just revving and rolling.
What a truck! What a truck!
18 wheels in motion.
What a truck! What a truck!
Up and down these highways.
What a truck! What a truck!
Just cruising in my lane.
What a truck! What a truck! What a Truck is a Truckers podcast that provides industry news. We do from distribution to transportation, administration and regulations. Roll with us, get your weekly dose of fun. Laugh with us while you get the job done. Hit your horn every time you get a load, but be safe and keep your eyes on the road.
Just rocking and rolling.
What a truck! What a truck!
18 wheels in motion.
What a truck! What a truck!
Up and down these highways.
What a truck! What a truck!
Just cruising in my lane.
What a truck! What a truck!
What the Truck Podcast.